We will move on to number nine. We're going to get a Custer State Park Resort and Repairs and Maintenance update. I know, Matt, you'll be up with this one. And we have Mr. Josh Schmaltz who's with us. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners.
Okay. Once again, Matt Snyder, Custer State Park and the West Region. Here to talk this afternoon about the 2024 R&M projects that are in your book, number nine. I have with me today Josh Schmaltz from Ram Coated Companies and Tom Morris behind us, also with the Ram Coated Companies. So with that, we're going to turn this over to Josh and let him kind of hit on the highlights for what was accomplished in 2024.
And good afternoon, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Some highlights on what we did for 2024 throughout all the properties. Starting at the State Game Lodge is good timing. We had, as you guys know, we had a really dry summer, so we did some irrigation projects that we've been talking about for the last couple years on the front lawn of the Game Lodge and then over by the event barn. You know, we tried to do our best to keep it more lawn-like, but the summer rains didn't help us much this summer, so but we were able to maintain and keep it nice and green. It's pretty spectacular when you come around the corner from the east and you come and you see this big grand lodge and this beautiful green lawn. So we were able to maintain that look again this summer. So again, some of the other highlighted items, we did some event barn upgrades. We insulated it. As we're starting to see, we're using that facility more and more in the winter. So we're trying to keep our propane bill down a little bit and maintain the temperature in that building. So we did some insulation in that building and finished it. Throughout all the properties, including the Game Lodge, we did some point-of-sale upgrades throughout the entire resort, which is much needed. That's pretty much, we did some historical room upgrades from a HVAC standpoint. Moving on to the Legion Lake, we did outdoor water sports is very popular at Legion, so we did a kayak launch up there, which was really popular. We're actually going to do another one again this winter. We did some employee housing upgrades, again the point of sale upgrades at that property. Moving on to Bluebell, we did some siding and gutter repairs up at the lodge, or excuse me, at the store. We actually did the entire siding project, new windows, new siding, just gave that a nice fresh look. Get some dorm repairs for our employees. Also go back at the entire properties too. We did the upgraded door lock system. We did the RFID locks. So we were starting to have some problems with our door lock system. It was 15 plus years old. So we did some upgrades there. Coolidge store point of sale system. Sylvan Lake Lodge, we did some lodge repairs that were needed, some employee laundry, guest laundry, did some upgrades in the HVAC for the kitchen. Again, we did some shoreline dock upgrades and then a kayak launch up there too. And then we refinished the floors in the great room, the restaurant, and then down at the auditorium. Those are still the original hardwood floors, so trying to maintain them and keep the integrity on those floors and structures. So that's kind of a snapshot of 2024. So with that, you guys have any questions that I can answer for 2024?
Very good. Any questions on what we've seen so far for Josh or comments? Josh, I just have a question. This is a good update. Any idea at this point when we look to the future of any big updates or repairs that you've got your eye on right now?
We always do a five-year plan, and we have identified some projects. The one nice thing that we're sitting with right now is we've started with a five-year plan, so we've always been looking towards the future. So when you look at our structures right now, the deferred maintenance is nominal, if any at all, from roofs, windows, doors, siding. There's a lot of old buildings in the park, but we've maintained them, upgraded them, so we're sitting really good now from that standpoint. But there's a lot of buildings there, so we're always looking for looking at future projects too. So as far as specifically, you know, we, cabin upgrades, that's always the big one. Those are always the most popular for our guests. So always maintaining those cabins are probably always the things that we, one of the main things that we look to in the future.
Very good.
And Madam Chair, we have FY25. It's not in your book, but it's our proposed R&M projects that we'd like to go over with you as well. And oh, I know Tom has a handout to share some of those upgrades that are going to go. So Tom, if you want to go ahead and share that out. But so Tom, while Tom's sending them out, something that you're going to hear about is moving of a chapel to the Game Lodge area, to the pavilion area. And the chapel history behind this is it's the Mickelson Memorial Chapel for the late Governor George S. Mickelson. Was basically established by a group of volunteers to honor the late governor, the crew, and the staff that were on the plane when that went down. And it basically was placed at the former Star Academy in Custer State Park. In about 2016 or so, that property all got transferred over to Custer State Park. So since that time, it's like, okay, what do we do with this? Wildland Fire has taken over part of the buildings down there. We've created dorms for seasonal housing down there, some storage. But there's always been this chapel sitting there that's just kind of like, this is beautiful, log building. What do we do with it? About 2017, Josh and I started talking about it and saying, okay, if the stars ever aligned, this would be a beautiful thing to pick up and move to the Game Lodge area and use as part of the pavilion, their wedding features. Well, that's happening, and that's part of 2025, and it's underway. So with that, I will let Josh run through the 2025.
Madam Chair, to one of the answers to your question here, as you guys will look at the handouts, is as you guys see, for the majority of the funds being spent, R&M funds, the majority of it's going to be spent at the State Game Lodge, one of them being the Mickelson Chapel, which really excited about that project. As Matt said, we've talked about that for years. It's just such a special and unique building, and for it to be sitting there out of the public view, it just made a lot of sense to just, let's make this really part of the history of Custer State Park. I mean, so we're moving that. We're actually in that process right now. We are, the mover has been there since the Thursday before the Buffalo Roundup, and we're just getting ready to start jacking it up, and we are scheduled to move that building between the week of the 16th of December. So it's a process. I met with Matt's staff last week. There's some things, some narrow spots in the highway that we're going to have to get a little creative with, moving a little bit of dirt. They can jack the building up, and then they can tilt it. So if there's a boulder or something, they can tilt it so far to get it over areas. There was a couple of pine trees that we were going to have to remove that have already been removed. But that corridor between the Game Lodge and Badger Clark Road, or just by Legion Lake, that's a pretty important corridor. So, we want to leave it untouched as much as possible. So, again, we're working with the mover on that, and probably a little bit later than what we had hoped to get the building moved, but we're going to get it done yet this year. So, then one of the other big projects that we're doing is, as you guys have the handout in front of you, the historical Game Lodge rooms. We have another project we have been talking about for a long time. Those historic rooms are pretty special. They've been, the buildings, the layouts themselves haven't really changed much, but just more of the finishes. We've done a lot of things from our personal property with FF&E. The showers really haven't been touched. We're gutting them, basically down to the studs. We are making them very unique and very special. We have named it's no longer going to be room 46 or room 40 or room 38. They're all going to have special names: Coolidge Room, Grace Coolidge, Mary Pyle Shields, all important figures in the history of South Dakota. So specifically, besides Mary Pyle Shields, basically everybody would be related to Custer State Park in some capacity, whether it's Coolidge, Eisenhower, Norbeck. So very unique. So we're very excited about that. We actually start tearing into those rooms this week. We were exploring the floors. There's a lot of them have the original hardwood floors, and they're maple. But there is some patchwork that had been done over the years, so we're going to have to get creative on how to repair those. But as you guys can see by those, every room's going to be unique. They're all going to have their own special look, and we'll be ready for them. We're selling them now for the 2025 season, so we're excited about that. Another part of the State Game Lodge, the irrigation system, that's phase two of our irrigation project that we have going on there. This will focus more on the pavilion and the chapel area that we're moving in. And then in addition to that, we're going to add some storage onto the pavilion, our outdoor storage, our outdoor pavilion for weddings and meetings. We need some more storage space for that, as that's a pretty popular venue. So then the rest of the properties, just kind of maintaining the product, updating some flooring in some of the cabins, Coolidge Store, we've actually already refinished the hardwood floors there, some fire doors in the dorms and in the lodge itself at Sylvan. So again, our focus is primarily on the State Game Lodge this winter. So with that, I'll open up any questions for 2025.
Josh, real quick, with the updates that we're doing at the State Game Lodge, because of the history and the age, are there limitations historically that you guys have to go around or follow?
We have gone through this historical preservation. We've had the discussions. They've seen these plans. Again, we're not changing the structure of the facility. It's just more a facelift, so they were not concerned with that. If you go back to 2016, we did upgrade all of the exterior, which was the most important thing from historical preservation. So we upgraded the siding and windows, but again, just still maintaining the historical integrity of the building.
And just kind of a follow-up, a different question, actually. I can see individuals being very interested in these rooms. Do we have an idea yet on pricing for these?
We have a pricing structure, yeah. And really, we haven't really adjusted the pricing much from last year to this year. Just it's going to be new. But, yeah, we're looking at anywhere from a 15 to 25% increase from what the best available rate was last year. So not a huge jump. As you guys know, we've always, that rate integrity has always been very important to us. We don't raise rates during the Sturgis Rally. We still want to maintain our families that come to the Custer State Park. So we're very competitive with what the Black Hills is, but yet we're still very affordable for all families.
Very good, thank you. So. Additional questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, very good, thank you.
I do have one other thing I would like to talk about. Our personal property, as you guys know, we have a 1.8% requirement annual spend for our personal property replacement. As our commitment, as we end we're nearing the end of our contract at the in 2027, we still stay very committed to Custer State Park. We spent an additional $400,000 this last year above and beyond what our requirement was. And through 2024, we have overspent the fund by $3.5 million. So again, even with things as they start to near, our commitment to the park will not waver. So with that, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. It is 1:40.